He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you totally live and in color from our Prescott, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We're on show number 525. I have an insane, amazing gadget for you today. Probably one of the coolest things I have seen, I hate to say it, probably in the last 3-4 years. And it's made by a company that I typically don't have a lot of praise for. So we'll take a peek at that in just one moment. As you know, I had COVID about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. I'm definitely feeling significantly better. I am officially out of quarantine today. So that's a good thing. I don't have many lingering side effects that I'm aware of. Maybe a little fatigue, but who knows. In any event, what we're going to do today is dissect this device, brand new device, put out by a company no other than called T-Mobile. Yeah, T-Mobile. Now, actually, I am up here in Prescott, Arizona, and I'm pretty high up on a mountaintop here, and there is only one company that you can obtain internet from, and it's outrageously expensive, which is not good. But aside from that, it keeps crapping out on me. Every other minute, it's on, it's off, it's on, it's off. I have a lot of things in this home that I actually use for work. Obviously, the studio is connected to the internet. I have my home security, the phones, streaming TV, yada, da, da, da. So the internet is absolutely critical to me. So I have always been on the lookout for a reliable, cost-effective service. And about 2 weeks ago, I got an odd email from T-Mobile saying, hey, we have this new high-speed internet gateway that you could put in your home, and it's $50 a month, unlimited, and the speeds are reasonably good. As a matter of fact, the speeds, we'll take a look at that in a minute. So I figured, all right, what do I got to lose? I will try it. And there is a 30-day free trial. So a lot of detail in the middle of that, which we'll talk about maybe a little bit later. In any event, I got the device. And let's take a peek at what it actually does. So here's the device. And as you can see, it is a round cylindrical cone. And we'll take a look at that up front in a second. But this claims to have fast speeds, a wide range, easy connectivity. Our new T-Mobile high-speed internet gateway device features Wi-Fi 6, yeah, technology, and is compatible with our nationwide 4G and 5G networks. So that's what it looks like on the top. And again, we'll take a peek at this. There's a little window there, and it gives you all the information that you need to know how many bars you can get in terms of reception. You can move this thing around the house and figure out where you're going to get the most bars. We'll talk about that in detail in a minute or so. Improved speeds up to 2.5 times capacity versus Wi-Fi, okay, 5 instead of 6. And speeds up to 40% faster. Well, that depends where you are. Wider range advanced beam forming extends the Wi-Fi signal, and it comes in more corners of your home, and I will attest to that, yes. So this is the device. This is not the device that I received, but this is what it looks like. And again, I'll talk about that in a minute. So what you do is you get the device, you literally plug it in the wall, and you download the app on any phone that you have. It just doesn't matter. You just basically match this up. They give you a QR code, and it downloads this software automatically. Once you have the software on your phone, it integrates instantly with this gateway, and boom, there you go. You'll see the units up on top, the bars, and I actually get 3 bars, and as I said, I'm up on a mountaintop. I'm shocked that I only get 3 bars and was very concerned that I don't get at least 4 or 5 bars. So the first thing you need to do is to check your availability. So you're going to click that, and you're going to either put in your mobile number, and if you're not a T-Mobile subscriber, don't worry about that. Put in your home address, and it will check the availability, and it will tell you if it's available in your area. Basically, what they want to see is that the towers, based on your geographical location, are actually there. So that's kind of the overview of this device, and the website makes it pretty easy how it works. So you're going to get started. One, you have to confirm, as we just said, that you're available to get it. You're going to receive your device in about a week to two. You're going to download the mobile app. At that point, once you connect it in, you are ready to go. It's $50 a month. There's no equipment cost. You don't pay for the rental of this device. So there's zero equipment cost. You get the hardware you need, and there's no installation. Basically, you plug it in, and a technician will call you, or you call them. They will walk you through every single step. It's so simple. I didn't need a call. I hooked this up in about 4 minutes or less. They say that it has Wi-Fi 6 technology. There's no way that I can verify that yet. There may be a menu that I'm not aware of, but right now I'm on 5G. Again, you download the app. Pretty much that is it. Nothing else to do. The device itself will cover every room, so it's like a giant MIMO device, if you will. It has 2 Ethernet ports, as it says right here. This is the actual back of the unit. We'll look at it in just a second. But you'll notice you have 2 Ethernet ports here, which is good. It's mesh expandable, which is nice. So if you want more than 2 ports, clearly you can put switch on that and get as many ports as you want. Now, interestingly enough, here's where the confusion comes in. It says network capability 5G, 4G, LTE. This is the device that I have. And if you go back here, let's see where it is. There was another place where it actually, here it is. No, that's not it. It shows you a device. I don't know if you remember where, I don't know where it is. But in any event, it says dual band 6 Wi-Fi. It's not, at least that I can tell, it's not. So what I'd like to do at this point is let's take a look at the device. I'll show you the menu on top, and then we'll pick up the discussion. But I have to tell you, I've been running this now for 2 weeks, and I mean, I am pounding it. I got a stream TV on it in 2 different rooms. I have the security system on it. I have, obviously, I work on the internet. All my cell phones are on this gateway, and I pound it. Has not hiccuped once, has not lost connection, not even once. So that's pretty good. I believe it has a battery backup. I've unplugged it, and the unit still works. How long that lasts, I have no idea. So let's take a close-up of it and see what it actually, what it looks like. Here you can see what the device looks like. Right now we're at the back end. Of course, here's the power cord, as I mentioned. Here's the on and off button. And here is one of the Ethernet jacks. Here's the other Ethernet jack. Interestingly enough, they have a port here, and it is a C port. I'm not sure what goes in there, if anything, but that's pretty much it in terms of functionality. The front of it's very inobtrusive. Let's get the camera straight here. And now on top, this is the interesting part. See, it says that I have 4 devices hooked up to it, and you just swipe this, and you can see I have 3 bars, and this will give you messages if there are any. I haven't even read the message yet. And that's pretty much it. Your menus are very easy to swipe through. It tells you that there's alerts if something's wrong. And it basically talks to you. And here's the battery. Where did it go? Right there's, it won't land on that for some reason, but there we go. Right there's the battery backup part. And you can see that I'm 100% backed up on battery, which is nice. And right here, Again, it tells you how many devices. So I usually leave it there on the three bars, and we'll talk about that right now. With regard to the bars, now, obviously the more bars you have, the more stable the connection. So when I first hooked it up, no matter where I put it in the home, it was three bars, which was annoying. But after talking to the technician and realizing that they hadn't a clue what to do, I said, all right, let's just test it out. So what I did was a speed test, and to my astonishment, the speeds were quite good. So let's take a look at that speed test right now. So what we're going to do here is I'm going to go to speed test. Okay, here we are, and there it says T-Mobile right there, and we're going to hit go. Now, right now I have a ton of stuff already sucking juice off this, if you will. Right now it's trying to find where the best host would be, and it picked up Los Angeles, California. And again, this is at full tilt now. I'm streaming downstairs on a TV set. I'm streaming right now to the internet via the podcast here. The phones are on it, and just a ton of stuff. So it's really loaded, and I get 64 down, and amazingly, I'm getting about, let's see, 30, call it 40 up. The 64 down seems extremely slow, but trust me, it is not. And we're going to do another speed test. All right, so we're getting 64 down and 45 up. Let's do another test here. We'll go to Speakeasy. And let's see if we can find their test, speed test. Let's try another independent test. This is the best way to get a cross-section of actually what's going on. So let's start the test here. This is going to Phoenix, not California, so it should be a tad faster. And of course, it's going to be about the same. Actually, it's going to be a little bit lower. But in any event, when it's not fully loaded, I'm up about 120. Okay, there we go. So it's 74, and you can see it fluctuates. It's 74 down, and that's at full tilt here. There's about, well, there are. There's four devices that are hooked up and operating as we speak. So I'm not complaining at full load, still having 74 MIPS down and having 35 up. I have to tell you, to me, that's pretty acceptable. It really is. So that's pretty much it. $50 a month, that's going to be a hard price to beat. It will be interesting to see if they increase that. It's not available everywhere, oddly enough. This is not available in the Phoenix Scottsdale area. I wish it was, but it's not. So at the end of the day, I got to give it 5 stars. I don't have a choice. It works really, really well. Their tech support was very fast, although they couldn't help me with the three bars. I think the bottom line with this device is if it's doing the job for you and the speed is there, if you have one bar or five bars, it doesn't matter. It's doing the job. So those bars aren't the end-all, cure-all. I would be curious to see if I would get more faster speeds at five bars. I just don't know. I'm also curious why I don't get four or five bars, given that I'm up real high. But again, who knows? The only other thing that was slightly annoying, and I'll deal with that when I'm feeling a little better, is as soon as I opened the device up, there was a big, I think, pink sticker that said, "This device is refurbished." And I'm like, how can it be refurbished? It's a brand new product. So I really would like to get a new device. However, to make things confusing, as only T-Mobile can, when I ordered the device, I ordered it. I got 5 emails saying it's ordered, blah, blah, blah. The very next day, I got an email saying that your order was canceled. Why? I didn't cancel it. Called T-Mobile, and they had no idea why it was canceled. They'll check into it. I got another email telling me that it has been reordered. So I called T-Mobile, and 45 minutes later, they have no idea why it was canceled. And then one guy said it was canceled because there's none in stock. It's going to take 2 months, and they had a device readily available. So what I think is they had a refurbished device. I don't know, and this is what I got. All I know is it works. But I'm still curious why I don't have a new device. But even if I get a new device, I'm not sure that's going to increase the service. So that's basically the poop, if you will, on this T-Mobile device. I can't say enough good things about it. So far, so good. We'll check in again next week on the device. Meanwhile, I would recommend, if you're interested in it, to definitely go to the T-Mobile website, put in Internet Gateway, and read about it. Again, it's pretty straightforward. $50 a month, it's a good deal. It's a very good deal, particularly if you're in an area that doesn't have good internet or any internet coverage. The towers may actually save your butt on that. So there you go. And again, streaming, I stream Netflix for hours. Just, you know, perfect. Absolutely no problem. So I think what I'll do is I'm going to cancel my, quote, more expensive internet service. One, because the company is lousy. Two, it craps out every at least once a day. It just dies. Whereas this T-Mobile gateway has been just rock solid now for 2 weeks. And that, folks, is going to wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor. I'm sorry, I just don't have the strength to go through the apps today. Hopefully by next week, I will be totally recovered. Have a good week, and thank you so much for tuning in.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.